The spark plug of the Pella Christian football team.
And he'll look to pass on first down. Plenty of time. Airs it all the way downfield. Wide open. Caught at the 30. 20. Levi Jungling. 10. 5. Touchdown Pella Christian. Touchdown Eagles.
Is among the most dynamic players in Class 1A football.
Man in motion. Jungling on the jet sweep. Takes it far sideline. He's in. Touchdown Pella Christian. Touchdown Eagles.
He's the jelly to David Kaczmarinski's peanut butter.
Levi is open again. He catches it at the 10-yard line. He'll go in for the score. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. 41 yards from Cack to Levi.
Levi Jungling is the linchpin in the most prolific passing attack in Marion County, if not the state of Iowa. The dual-threat junior has utilized a rare combination of quickness.
He's overall just extremely athletic. He's quick. He's fast. He has good hands.
And calm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him have a down day. And he's always up there, jumped around, and he's always having fun. I think that's part of it, too, just help bringing up the morale of the team and doing his best.
To become the Eagles' number one playmaker in both football.
Wood looking for his man. Pass intercepted by Levi Jungling in the end zone. There will be no score. Levi read that one a mile away, and an excellent play by the junior defensive back.
And basketball.
And he steals it away again. Levi's having a game in transition. No one's going to catch him. He's the fastest player on the court. Basket counts, and he's fouled. Levi Jungling is taking over this game. Over to Levi, who just takes a three and, wow, flushes it down. 36-28, Levi Jungling's on another planet right now.
Yeah, he's got a motor. He just keeps going and going and going.
The floor general in Larry Hessing's hardwood offense is more of a reliable foot soldier on the gridiron. This season, the dynamic Jungling has torched the Pella Christian football record books with more than 1,200 total yards of offense and 20 total touchdowns. Hessing says Levi has a rare combination of physical gifts and mental fortitude that not only allows him to rack up big numbers, but lift his teammates in the process.
Levi is very gifted athletically, and by that I mean he's very gifted physically. He's fast, he's quick, he can jump well, he's just what we call a good athlete. But then you also add in, I think, the mix of he is a competitor. He wants to compete. And he is not one of these in-your-face kind of competitors. He doesn't like to show other people up. And so he'll hold himself back in intramurals, for example, because he doesn't want to put on a show. But when it's showtime, so to speak, he can really compete. And he brings his teammates along with him.
Hessing says Jungling gets his uniquely cool demeanor from his family.
They are pretty even-keeled people, but they are also very thoughtful and can discern things well. And I think that Levi gets some of that either by observation or whether it's hereditary, I'm not quite sure. But I think that he gets a lot of those traits from his parents.
His number one fan, Mother Jan, says Levi dreamed of donning a gold helmet from an early age.
When he learned that there was going to be football at Pella Christian, he was entering kindergarten. And I'll never forget the night I tucked him into bed and he looked at me and he said, Mom, can I go to football camp? And I said, oh, Levi, that's just for the big guys. That's just for the big boys. I'm sure they're not going to let little boys come to football camp. And he looked at me and he goes, Mom, don't you know this is my dream come true? So I've seen him over the years, really, always since a young boy, having a passion for football. I would say to Larry, his passion and interest in basketball has really grown. And it might be right up there about equal right now, but I just would have to say, I've just seen a love for football since early on.
He became enamored with the bigger Eagles and learned and fell in love with the game of football as those older kids did the same in the program's infancy.
In kindergarten, I was allowed to go to football camp for the first time, and I was just so excited and so ready. And that's kind of where my love for football kind of blossomed, is my kindergarten year going to football camp. Just watching all the other big guys play was really exciting for me. And I would just always ask my mom, can we go play catch? Can we play catch? All the time. She just threw me countless passes. My dad got home. Can we play catch? Can we play catch? So I've just kind of loved it from day one.
His goal for as long as he plays is to establish a legacy of success at the school while the sport continues to grow in its early years. And Levi hopes to become a role model, like the same Titans he looked up to as a child.
I think it's just really cool that, you know, people like me and David are going to be looked up to in our program, and we're going to kind of set a new bar. And I feel like it's really important for a bar to be set high. And I think that as we go through, our goal is to set the bar a little bit higher for our program so we can just get a winning mindset going. So I think if we set the bar high, then people in our footsteps are going to look up to us and try and achieve at a higher level as well.
Jan says despite all of his past, present, and potential accomplishments, she still sees little Levi bouncing and tumbling around and treasures those moments as he continues his rise to the top of Class 1A football and in the hallways at Eagle Lane.
He would say, "Mom, do you have time to throw me passes?" And we would go out in the backyard, and I would literally just throw him pass after pass. He would be jumping on the tramp, and he would catch the ball. And I never really thought that I was preparing him to play football at a high school level or at a high level. I just wanted to spend time with him, and that was what he liked to do with me. And so I seized that opportunity and threw him passes, and through that, he would just open up, and we would talk about a lot of things. And he would ask me to throw him passes after school, and I would go out there, and I'd hear about his day. Sure enough, as the time unfolded, I'd hear more and more about his day at school. And I guess those are maybe one of the most precious memories I have, just spending time with him in an avenue that he enjoyed.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Andrew Schneider.